Sinister Heights by Lauren D. Esselman. To Teamsters Local 299 for Lovette C. Esselman, 1910 to 1994. Delenda est Carthago. Cato. Chapter 1. And now here I am, stopped around the corner from the second-oldest automobile factory in the world, sitting in a stolen pickup truck and smoking a Winston down to the filter. Here in the poured shadow is the only spot in the city where the throbbing glow of the hot steel can't be seen. Everywhere else, it's like looking into the yellow eye of a killer. Two people are dead, and the chances are better than even there will be more by morning. The Ram's motor idles smoothly. Even the crickets are louder. A jet that is only a turquoise blue and an orange winking light is rushing to catch up with the muted surf-like roar of its engines as it heads somewhere that is a hell of a long way from here. My eyes burn from lack of sleep. My ankle is hurting again, and my neck never stopped. Now the bitter scorched rubber stench of the filter igniting stings my nose. I snap the stub out the window, check the load in the 38 one more time, and put the indicator in drive. The dream ends when the pickup rolls, and then it's then again. The driver's seat of the Viper gripped my thighs like a big hand in a soft glove. That didn't place on my list of priorities, but I like the climate control, and the dials on the dash awakened something in me I thought had died with Buster Crabbe. I had no idea where they had put the cigarette lighter. I cracked the window to expel the...